Hello, this is Susan
and Gina
from Viva Live Music. We're going to talk about Christmas parties. I know it sounds incongruous in the summer when we've got this major heat wave, but we do need to think about this and we need to share our ideas about this.
They do need to be booked, don't they?
I know that talking to some of our clients that they are now booking their venue, and then the next stage is to really think about the whole process of how the event is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think that you should be thinking about if you've already booked your venue and you're then doing more of the Christmas party planning?
Well, I think depending on what sort of venue you've booked, you need to think about what sort of entertainment is going to suit that venue. For example, if you've got one big room, are you going to have a big live jazz band? Or are you going to have a smaller room with a drinks reception? So are you going to have sort of a more low-key performer? So
I suppose you need to think about the type of event you're going to have, don't
you?
Is it going to be a lunchtime drinks reception?
Yeah.
In which case you wouldn't want to have a big band, but you might want to have some subtle sound enhancement, like a harpist, for example.
Absolutely.
Or a string quartet.
Absolutely.
Or if it's a buffet meal, people are mingling around a bit more, so a jazz band or a band might be perfect for that.
Most definitely, yeah, absolutely.
And I know that quite often there might be a drinks reception, and then at the end or at some time through it, you could have a 20-minute entertainment section with, say, some singers performing songs from the shows, doing a real act or a cabaret.
Absolutely, absolutely. And these can all be done depending on what sort of budget you've got as
yes.
well. It's just really having a think about what sort of Christmas do you want to put on, really.
And who you're going to invite.
And
do you find that there are any venues where there are perhaps restrictions?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the more sort of historical venues will have sort of sound restrictions, or you can't have music past a certain time.
Yeah.
I know a lot of venues have things like that as well. So they're all things to take into account, really. I mean, a more historical venue isn't going to want a rock band or a huge live jazz band, perhaps. But it does all depend on what sort of venue you've picked and the size of the Christmas party that you're going to put on, I suppose.
Yes, certainly we have. I went to visit a venue at the beginning of this week, and they said that there could be no music that's played through an amplifier. I mean, obviously, if you've got an electric keyboard, that can be done, but actually to amplify a bass guitar or a singer very amplified, they don't want that because, of course, the sound travels and
absolutely.
It's going to disturb other people in that particular venue. So it really is something very important to think about,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
And discuss with the venue.
Yes.
You know, make it perfectly clear what you want to do and what their capabilities are as well.
Yes. And what about the budget?
Well, that's very important, isn't it? I mean, I think the entertainment for a Christmas party is obviously going to be really important. You want everyone to enjoy it. You want everyone to have a good time. But everyone's got a budget. So it's really, again, it's finding the right band that's going to suit your budget. Or if you don't want a big band, try something smaller. Try a duo. You know, a guitar duo or a singer and a harpist for a more sort of low-key
reception.
Oh,
that's a lovely idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. So it really does depend on what you think your budget's going to be and how much you want to spend on the entertainment side of things, really.
And what do you think about shopping around? Do you think that getting a budget price for entertainment is a good thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
So you think that by getting the cheapest thing would be the best thing?
No. I don't think getting the cheapest is always the best thing. It's just getting the thing that suits you. It's the entertainment that's going
to
suit you.
But do you think you need to ask specific questions of entertainers, like where they've been performing before, what their experience is?
Absolutely.
Because, you know,
the better you trust your entertainer,
yes,
because it is, you're going to feel about it.
Because
absolutely.
It is a risk, isn't it?
Yes.
And, of course, we hear from clients that come to us because they've been let down. And it shows us how important it is to go to somebody like Viva Live Music, who are very highly respected in the entertainment business, rather than just finding someone on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, you want a trustworthy.
Yes, trustworthy.